covering events that aren't being recorded nationally.
Nobody really want fuego. Messiah will bring fire down worse than Waco. Why you some coffee and Lego? Your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Messiah ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super negro.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. Apologies for the late start. We had some technical difficulties along with an early broadcast by Bishop Nathaniel of Israel United in Christ, as you see. Right.
Put some respect on it.
Put respect on it. And putting the respect on it, we were not going to bump against his broadcast.
That's right.
With our live stream. So we started the show a little later. And if push came to shove, we would have just done the radio broadcast and not go ahead and pull viewers away from a man with near 30 years experience in this walk, living it, right, breathing it, pushing it, laboring hard in it, being an example to us all. So all praise to the Most High Christ for that level of leadership. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Officer Mariah.
Soldier Daniel.
Soldier Jehoiakim.
Hey, you ever did the show, Jehoiakim?
Never.
Wow. So we got two rookies.
We got a couple first-timers over here.
First-timers, yeah.
Two babies.
The first-timers on the show. Look at that. Hey, let me give you a laugh and some applause.
Wow. Yeah, I feel
let's see. Now they're gonna be mute. The first time they're gonna be mute. You know,
I'm just trying to make my words be sparse. You know?
Good. Hey, okay, all right. Damn, he want to throw some scriptures at me.
Somebody gotta do it.
Let's see if you throw some scriptures at the audience. Welcome. Happy to have you, brothers. Always nice to have some fresh voices on the show. I'm sure people get tired of me, and Mariah. Emporium.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. Hey, I know there's certain groups of our people that they mad as hell when they see you, me, and Emporium.
This is true.
Not knowing that you are Southern kid. That's the ignorance. Those are the ones that they. It's based on color. Is based on color.
I'm just part of the Speckled Bird edition, you know.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to everyone else.
So
out there.
So those are the ones that would say that Whitworth Miller is not Israel based on how he looks.
You know what I just read yesterday?
What's that?
That Frankie Muniz is actually Ephraim. Remember from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. Lower your volume on that, I think. Is it all the way down? Because I'm hearing feedback. He did the captain. Hey, look at that. Hey, that's Judah, right? Thank you, Judah, for having a feedback loop on the show. See, we have all type of technical issues today. We will have a shorter show based on the start time, as we do have responsibilities here with the body and the congregation. But that's all right. You know, we'll run through it. At least we're on the air. We're still feeding the flock. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of go from there. So you were saying something just now. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. I was reading that Frankie Muniz is actually Ephraim. From Malcolm in the Middle.
Really? Well, yeah. Munoz would you? I mean, don't always fall for that, but Munoz would imply that because
people could
just change their name, especially when it's a woman. Don't apply because the last name is like another kingdom name.
Right.
And then even then, you got to kind of look into, you know,
No, like according to the source, his father's Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I read that too, though. I read that too. Yeah, but it's based on appearance for these other groups. That's what I say. They get mad. That's what I say. Not everybody's happy to. They get tired of us when we're on the show.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, you know, we want to talk about a few things, current events. Lord's will, the spirit is on the brothers to bring out some scripts. So, brothers, being that this is your first time on the show, if a script pops in your head and you want to bring it out, you know, just be like, hey, excuse me, can I bring something out? And we'll go over it and we'll discuss it. All right. It's a talk radio show.
Right.
So it's not, right. It's not really,
operative word talk.
Yeah, it's not really about us sitting down and just giving script after script. It's not a traditional format, which is why we're not facing the audience. We're just giving them a little inside in as we do the Facebook live feed. All right. It's a talk radio show. So by all means, this is your chance to share your thoughts and everything like that. Trust me, if you're weird, I'll just look at you like being weird right now.
He's like, in that case, let's go to Genesis 1 and 1. Let's just start from the beginning.
Hey, so I want to post some links, as I normally do. While I post the links, Amariah, man, if you want to bring anything out.
First, I want to start with a little bit of house cleaning. In addition to the show that's going to be uploaded as a podcast, or reviewing this show on Facebook Live, also visit www.israelunite.org, all right, to learn further truth. In addition to that, to get all your righteous apparel, righteous artwork, and study material, visit www.originalroyalty.com. All right. Also, when you visit Original Royalty, it goes as alms as well. All right. So you're getting something back in return for the alms that you give to the nation of Israel. All right. First and foremost, let me get Isaiah 1 verse 3. Let me start with that. While Captain's doing this, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 3.
This is a book of Isaiah, the 1 and verse 3.
Come in here because the show is the Native Latin Black Lost History Show, and so we're going to preface it with this scripture first.
Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and his ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider.
Read again from the top.
The ox knoweth his owner.
So when the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us in similitudes. He says one thing, but he's making reference to something else. He's comparing the nation of Israel, all right, you native Latin blacks, to these two unintelligent animals. It says, for as dumb as an ox is, he knows its owner. He knows who owns it. You know?
And the ass his master's crib.
So a jackass, you could take him hundreds of miles away from his land. He's always going to be able to find his way back. All right. Read on.
But Israel does not know.
But Israel, all right, from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22, verse 21, the Bible was only in regard to the nation of Israel. All right, it says, but Israel doth not know. Read.
My people does not consider.
Not no, we don't even know who owns us or our homeland. So we subscribe to things like being African American, being Native American, being Puerto Rican and Mexican. And we say, the homeland is Africa. Well, there's over, like, what, 52 countries in Africa. So which country in Africa do you pertain to?
Right.
All right. But we don't even consider these things because we've been put to such a low estate that we can't even fathom that we are the greatest things walking this earth.
Exactly. One thing I always love to point out is how, like you said, how the Most High compares us in similitudes, how stubborn it is in regard. How stubborn it is,
right?
It knows always who it's owner to, or who it belongs to, or who it's obedient to.
Right, right. You know what? It's funny because the scripture says that faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Right. So it takes getting into the scriptures. It also says, "Blessed is he that readeth." Someone told me one time, "Well, you can't read it too much. Like the Bible says, read it too much because you'll get confused." I'm like, "No, actually, it says the exact opposite.
Yeah,
right. It says read to get understanding, and then blessed is he that readeth." That's it. Anyways, So when you go back and you read the history, all right, because I can't stand when people call it stories. It's not stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's history,
mm-hmm.
All right, that pertain to the natives, lands, and blacks. But you go back and you read, like, the history in, like, Judges, for instance. That's a perfect example. And every single chapter starts with what? And the children of Israel sinned again in the eyes of the Lord. And his fierce anger was on them. And it's like, man, if this is not talking about my people, I don't know who it's talking about.
Definitely.
Hey, in Ezekiel, when you read that, when he talks about men and that we're stiff-necked, we're rebellious, bro, the Most High, right, Ezekiel, the Spirit of the Most High, when you read that, man, that thing sets me on fire. I remember when we went to blast the Guadalupe. There was a stupid tree, all right? Some brothers and sisters here know what I'm talking about. So when I was in New York, this was in Jersey. If you're not familiar with, like, the demographics of New York, it's what they call a tri-state area, as the borders are very close between Connecticut, New York, and Jersey. So there's a lot of overlaps. Like, you're talking about 20 minutes you can drive into any of these other states, right, from New York City. And there was a car accident, right, and this car hit a tree, right? The people survived the accident, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Lo and behold, after everything was cleared, some freaking moron of our people, all right, likely Issachar, no offense to my Issachar brothers and sisters, all right?
It is what it is.
Guadalupe is like your thing, okay? But you know, or South Americans, but it's really pushed big by, like an Issacharite will fight you. Well, let me not say an Issacharite. A Mexican will fight you, all right?
Okay.
Because if you're identifying as Issachar, then you have some sense and you're not in the midst of that stuff anymore, right? So you know, if you now realize that Mexican was a name put on you by your slave masters, and you're calling yourself by the name the Most High called you, which is Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, you're not in that mindset. So a Mexican went thing and said, hey, this is it looks like the Guadalupe. It's like, you know, from time to time you'll see they'll be like, oh, it's Christ crying on a piece of bread, and they'll sell it on eBay or like Cheeto. It was like the Virgin Mary on a Cheeto, supposedly, right? They say Virgin Mary on a Cheeto. And they put, like, they made, like, a whole little thing. They put candles and flowers at it. They put an iron wrought fence around the tree. They shrined it up, bro. This was the tree.
Okay.
So they shrined up the tree, right? They shrined up the tree. And so we went to blast that thing, man. And, I in the spirit, I had prepared scriptures in Ezekiel because I was like, yo, this is really it. And in Spanish, some of the words are a little harder. Like when you're dealing with dialects, right? Like, you know, I don't know. Like in English, you'll call a Jake like stiff, rebellious, and like they won't be that upset. You say that joint to somebody in Spanish, and it's like offensive as hell, you know, like it's like real bad. So it's very appropriate. I think of that whenever I think of that scripture in Ezekiel because it's like, bro, they wanted to kill us when we were over there, bro.
It was like an Acts when they said, when they're teaching and then they come against them and they say, no,
exactly what it was.
Greatest Diana of the Ephesians.
Yeah, that's
it. It was like there's nothing new under the sun. It was the same exact thing all over again.
So I was thinking, I guess, you know, before I read any of the articles that I want to jump on, I guess it's good to kind of go in reverse, right? So, you know, we have our fan club, right? And they seek to make a name for themselves off of our name. And I say this in the most humblest and meekest way, but it is, if you look up Israelites, years ago, you would find by and large the vagabond of our people looking unorganized, preaching no form of salvation, just kind of identity. I mean, you know, because I'm not saying what those necessarily saying are wrong. They're using opprobrious words and they take it and twist it into something else. But you know, when they say Esau is the devil, which, you know, they say the white man is the devil, which the world, the white man or the Caucasian,
ignorantly,
right?
Ignorantly.
You know, the Lord has names. There was 18 nations, and those are the names that he gave to those nations. They're not wrong, right? He is the devil, the Bible speaks. Satan just means the adversary, right? So the scripture tells you the hand is given, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked, right? I mean, it's not like it's a stretch for us to say who these people are and what have you. So it's not, you know what I said? People think the devil, they're thinking the pitchfork and the horns. They're thinking
although
the guy in the red suit.
Red.
They're thinking of that movie Legend. And,
right,
you know, the
yeah,
big horned
yeah.
devil and all that stuff like that.
I forgot that Edomite's name.
Right, so they're thinking of that joint, right? Was it Tom Cruise's Legend? Tom Cruise's Legend. And, you know, they're thinking that, thing, you know, mm-hmm. which you look historically, that was something that came out like around the time of when they wrote Dante's Inferno. Dante. And you know, it's a lot of mishmash of stuff and whatever. And they put this image there. But nowhere in the Bible do you read that the devil looks like that, no that way. Satan looks like. They actually don't talk about really Satan's form. What they do say is that he'll come in the form of an angel of light.
Right.
And people get that twisted to say, oh, see, that means he's a fallen angel and
they
whatever.
They got the color red right, though.
Not the red, right? That's correct. The red is correct because Edom means red. Okay, so they got that part right. So they get offended when you think that, but all it really means is adversary, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's really it at the end of the day. So a lot of times, you know, it used to be a time when you would look up Israelites and you would see, by and large, these groups disorganized, dysfunctional, you know, what they call the BHI, right? We've worked hard in the spirit of the Most High in Christ to distinguish ourselves from them because what was lacking in what they were teaching is they were teaching identity, but no solutions for the people.
Right.
And when you read the scriptures, this is, I mean, the crux of it. I mean, when you start at Deuteronomy 28:15 and it tells you why we went into captivity, all right, it tells you because we didn't keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Read that real quick so I can make my point. Deuteronomy 28:15.
Why he gets that real quick? Yeah. Just to show the hypocrisy of our people, it's funny because, like you said, they'll say that Esau is the devil the Bible speaks of, and we also subscribe to that because that's what the Bible says. Right?
Correct.
But nowadays, it's become against the social norm to say that. So then when you say, our people are like, oh my goodness, like he said that out loud. But then they got a picture of Malcolm X inside their living room.
Yeah.
Malcolm X was heavy pushing that back in the 60s,
right.
That, yo, this is the adversary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is the adversary, right. And he was influenced by Israelites. He was just so caught up in Elijah Muhammad that he couldn't see past that, you know.
Right.
His understanding of Christ, you know, the Nation of Islam, again, this is what happens when you're not keeping the laws, that the spirit doesn't reside there and carnal things come into play. You know, you read in the scripture, it talks about from whence come wars among yourself,
mm-hmm.
power struggles and things like that come into play. When you read terms about how bold Moses was, but how meek he was, how bold Elijah was, but how meek he was,
mm-hmm.
People take that term meek and they think of like, you know, a little kind of make like a Steve Urkel type of guy,
yeah,
or something like that,
right?
But what they mean is that humble in realizing that, listen, I'm just a vessel to do what the Lord wants of me. And any power and authority I have, he can take from me at any moment. Any understanding I have, he can take from me at any moment.
Right.
So the meekness is not getting a big head about those things. And, you know, putting yourself in a position where you want to rule over people, you know, taking brothers' wives, declaring who can divorce who, this, that, and the other. And that's the evil that resides when you don't have the understanding that the scripture gives you through the laws. All right. It's one thing to know who the nations are, what the red dragon is, what the mouth of the dragon is, who
right.
is the woman clothed with the sun, you know, what seal is broken, where are we at, what were the past seals and what were those events that opened those things. That's all okay. That's good to know. That doesn't provide you solutions based on what we're about to read right now. So give me Deuteronomy 28:15.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Right. When you read the verses 1 through 14 on this, he tells you, listen, if you do what the Lord commands you, he talks about the blessings of the kingdom. He says, if you don't, it shall come to pass. Read again, it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy
God.
He
says, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Go ahead.
To observe, to do. All his commandments.
To observe, to do all his commandments. Boy, I tell you, the Most High is a mastermind in the words he wrote because he knows the mm-hmm. rebellious, mm-hmm. stiff-necked Negro mindset, right? Negro, Hispanic, right? Mindset. That you would say, oh, if you were not hearkening unto his word, we're hearkening onto it. We're talking about the white man's devil. We're hearkening onto it. Or if he didn't put observe to do it, he just put observe. He'll be like, no, see, observe just means to study and be aware.
Uh-huh.
They'll come up with some intelligent type of, you know, like you remember like in Living Color had the guy that he was like, he was like a mockery of the Nation of Islam, right? He had the Kufi and it was Damon Wednesday. He'd be like, the elect of the circumcision of the fractional circumvention of the relation of the people
right.
in the planetary universe. And he went on and on, right. sound like all these big words and stuff. He fucking talking gibberish. So the thing was hilarious, right? In its mockery of the state of our people. It goes with what you read and you opened up with Isaiah 1 and 3, all right? And we use that for identity, but at the end of the day, the Most High knows his creations, and he's saying, your mind is like this. It's not just to go astray to know who your owner is, because to know who your owner is, with that comes the subset of what your owner expects of you.
That's right.
All right? So he's saying like that it's not a far stretch when you read that, when you see that parody and that mockery of the state by and large of our people, all right? So my point is, the words are very succinct, and this is why we must give the sense as we break down scriptures, okay? So read it from the top again, verse 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments.
All of them, go ahead.
And his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall upon thee and overtake
thee. That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. This is what happened to our people. Get me verse, I think it's, is it 45 or 46? I like to reiterate. Because this is when he says narrations, because you have a lot of people that say, well, these things happened already. You have to understand that these things are generational. They were going to continue to happen to us, because if they initially came upon us because we didn't keep the laws, if our people are still not keeping the laws, then the Most High is going to continue to bring these curses in different forms and shapes upon us.
Right.
All right.
They're called commandments for a reason too.
Right. They're not suggestions.
If,
right?
Exactly. If you get ID'd by a police officer and he pulls you over for suspicion of whatever, and he's giving you commands, he's letting you know if you don't follow these, then there's going to be some kind of repercussions that come your way. He's not suggesting, hey, put your hands out the window. Hey, I suggest you do this. No, he's giving you commands, and you're going to follow those things because you got the fear, knowing that there's going to be a punishment if you don't.
Now that's the powerful thing, fear, right there. Right?
Yeah. Hey, we talking about something. We're trying to unleash a campaign around the fear,
right,
and all of that. So we're gonna see how we put that thing into fruition.
But they fear men more than they fear the Most High.
Oh yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, that's why I believe it's in Peter. Peter had to say that thing. We ought to fear God rather than men,
right?
So that's the mindset of our people. You know, I spoke about that last week. People are more afraid of being brought up in front of the congregation and their sin being brought forth out than if your fear of the Lord was in place, you wouldn't even have to find yourself in front of the congregation, because you would self-check yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's self-regulating, right? So jump to verse 46 and 47. So we understand, right, because this is the point that I'm making about these other groups that you used to find. And I want to get back to my original point, all right? So go ahead. Is it 45 as it starts at?
With the curses, or 45?
Yeah, start at 45.
This is the book of Deuteronomy 28 and 45. Moreover, all these...
So he says, moreover, I'm telling you again, all right? After I just went through a bunch of curses, let me stop for a second, because maybe your mind's been a little inundated and it's in a tizzy for the several verses of curses. Oh, that rhymes.
Yep.
That I put upon you. Right? I got bars.
Oh, wow, you were practicing.
All right, he goes, now I got to give you again. Moreover, go ahead.
All these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee.
And they shall pursue thee. That means these curses will follow you no matter where you go, okay? And no matter what you do, if it's not the keeping of the law, statutes, and commandments, go ahead.
And overtake thee.
Go ahead. That means if something overtakes you, it's like it becomes your identity, all right?
There's no escape.
Right. It overtakes you, all right? This is why we're mired in the situations that we're in today. Go ahead.
Till thou be destroyed
as a people, and that's the state that we're in now. This is what we're trying to do in bringing the nation back. Go ahead.
Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
And it's because you didn't hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Go ahead.
To keep his commandments.
Again, the Lord, he ain't going to let that slide. All right? He's going to tell you to keep his commandments. Go ahead.
And the statutes which I command thee, and they shall be upon thee for a sign. And for a wonder,
it's telling you these curses would be upon you. Though thou be destroyed as a people, these curses will be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. A sign for what? To show you in these last days who you are. Go ahead.
And upon thy seed forever.
And upon thy seed forever. And in forever, he's until Christ returns, until this kingdom is brought down and the kingdom of heaven is brought up in its place. All right. Where's the one in Daniel that it says nothing's happened like unto the children of Israel?
You know something, Cap?
Is it 9/11?
Yeah. When I was Christianity,
And I used to read the Bible. I read the first five books and not. Just reading this, and if you got any sense or if you have any zeal, and I was reading it, I say, I sound like black people.
But what prevented you from saying anything to Pastor about
it? Because I wasn't confused. I wasn't sure.
That's that word I was looking for. It was uncertainty.
Right.
And it's because of the way they indoctrinate you with what this message is, right?
Mm-hmm.
How it's we live in a time where you better be so. I mean, it's like in every facet, like we have to be so politically correct. Like, Lord forbid you speak your mind.
Right.
Yeah, you have the First Amendment, but if you speak the First Amendment, legally they can't do anything to you, but you will be destroyed in the eyes of the public.
Right.
But there was a basketball player. My wife was telling me about. I don't know who it was. Basketball, football player, one of our people, sports athlete. He doing a live video. I think his little boy, maybe I'm sure I'm not saying the details right. His little boy was like putting on, I don't know, his makeup or dress or something. He's like, hey, what you doing? You know, putting that on, you know, you a boy, whatever. So it wasn't even like he made an official statement speaking out against that stuff. He was correcting his own son in it. It happened to get caught on the live stream. But he got blasted. He got blasted for making that statement, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, to the point where he had to post an apology video.
What? That's wicked.
It wasn't even that he made a statement and went on record and said, this is my view on this.
Right.
He was correcting his own son because he chooses not to raise his child that way. I'm telling you, his agenda, the Sodom agenda, more than leave us alone, more than civil rights and let us love who we want to love. There's a agenda around it that unless everybody is like them and you're willing to let your children become like them, that you're ostracized. So he had to make an apology for losing endorsements. See, here's the thing. If where your treasure is in things like Christ, where your heart is, there your treasure is. If your heart is focused on the kingdom, then you don't care the backlash that you get.
That's right.
Exactly.
But because he's operating in a space of that he wants the honor of the Grecians more than the honor of his forefathers,
mm-hmm.
like the scripture tells you with Jonathan, that wretch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He went ahead and made his apology statement. Let me pat down what I really believe and feel, and because he was getting threatened to lose endorsements, different things, and
right.
stuff like that.
He trimmed his waist
yeah,
to seek love.
So if your heart is on the kingdom, and you don't care about the repercussions, you can speak boldly for the Lord. This is why you have to be in this world, but not of it. I'm not saying don't have things and don't try to strive for things. It made me think of so many different things. And, you know, maybe I should have went on this on the topic. Obviously, we're not going to have time today because it's a short show. But I tell you, a lot of times things just come to me like once I get in the spirit. And it got me thinking to, like, the point where it's like, okay, this is why Christ said that it's harder, right? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of the wealth in and of itself. We understand that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil, not money itself. The scripture tells you money's a defense. It talks about the economics of Israel,
right.
How they had all things common, how the believers distribute at the apostles' feet, and then they gave out according as there was need. There's plenty of scriptures. You read when we did have a measure of rulership under the kings and the judges, how there was a team of treasurers and there was a chief treasurer. So you understand that economics is very much a part of it. So it's not talking about the piousness of being poor, but what he's saying is that wealth, it's very hard for it not to tether you to the world.
Exactly.
Right? When you read in Luke where the devil tempted Christ, he showed him all this wealth and all that. He said, and unto me it is given to give you all these things. So you have to understand, and don't lose your mind and get crazy with it. Blessings do come from the Lord. He can provide wealth and abundance, but only if you're able to deal with it. This is why I say, you know, let's say I do play the lotto, right? Some people say you shouldn't play it at all, right? The Lord ain't going to give you. Let's say I do play the lotto. I'm going to play $20 on a mega jackpot because he's going to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I chalk it up so he know that I ain't going to be right with that.
Exactly. Bro, I'm behind you 110% of that.
Yeah.
I already know I can't win the lotto.
No.
I can't.
Me either.
Hey, a gift will destroy my heart.
Hey, the scripture tell you, a gift destroys the heart. I would like to believe that I wouldn't be that way. I firmly believe that I would do this, that, take care of people, whatever. The Lord must think otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it don't mean that I don't play every now and then, you know, just in case.
I feel the same way.
Because maybe one day my spirit is built to that and he says, if that's the way he wants us to do something, you know.
Right.
But I mean, everybody says that they'll do this and they'll do that, and you don't know. I mean, the bishop tells a story about how there was a brother that did win like a decent sized jackpot,
mm-hmm.
left the truth, came back years later and was like, you know, broke, messed up,
right.
trying to repent again because all the money was spent in wickedness. All right, where we at? Yeah, so let me get back to this point. All right, so I just thought of that with the athlete and that issue because I think it's crazy. But read this.
This is the book of Daniel chapter 9 and verse 12, and he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon
his words that he spoke against us. He confirmed them. He's talking about what we read in Deuteronomy 28. It's reiterated through all the different and things like that, that all these curses would come upon thee, pursue thee, and overtake thee. They say the Lord have confirmed these words, meaning these things have been put and set in motion. These things have begun to happen to our people. Go ahead.
For upon the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Jerusalem.
And he's saying basically that nothing. Yes, there might be other nations because they'll try to come to you when you say slave. Slave is the Slavs and it's the Slavics and whatever. Listen, we're talking about who identifies as a people with these events.
Right.
The identity of our people. Because when you read early in Daniel 9, it talks about, is it 9 and 7, where it talks about confusion of faces and things like that. But we don't got to read it now, but so that you understand what's happening here as we read down, because now we're reading 11. All right. But I'm going to 11 to sum up, to let you know what we read in 46 and 47 of Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about these will be a sign and a wonder. Thy seed forever. So he's saying under the whole heaven has nothing happened like has happened to Jerusalem.
That's
talking
right.
about Israel, okay? The Israelites.
Right.
This is Ecclesiastes 4, verse 16. It says, there is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall rejoice in him. Surely this is also vanity and vexation of spirit. So I went here to show that, because people will say, oh, well, we don't know who the Israelites are today. There's no more Israel. There's no more this. The people have been grafted. There's been such mixing, so on and so forth. The Lord's letting us know these curses that would be a sign are going to be on these people here in the last days because there's no end to all the people. These same people are still around, and we know who they are by the curses.
That's it. That's how you get your identity back, because that crafty counsel is what was going to make us hidden. The scripture tells you in Psalms 83, the crafty counsel against thy hidden ones.
That's right. Yeah.
That's another sign that you know that those residing in Ashdod today, okay, are not our people.
There's a bastard in Ashdod.
A bastard in Ashdod. Somebody who's not supposed to be there. This is why there's no rest. This is why you have all this Palestinian and this conflict that's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
They're supposed to be dwelling in peace.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's what the scriptures say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Once we return to Israel, we're supposed to be in peace.
Yeah. So it's letting you know, okay, that these curses will be upon us as an identity. So now, I want to get back to my point without going all over the place too much. I said that we've come to a point where our fan club wants to use our name to themselves.
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by that is, and I said all this to show you that it's in humbleness and meekness that I say this, because we worked hard in the spirit of the Most High in Christ, and everybody wants to know what the secret sauce is. Oh, we sold out. We took government money, this, that, and the other. That's why we're not saying this or saying that. Oh, they don't say white man is the devil. I just said it. White man's the devil. How many times do we say it? You just want me to harp on that? The thing is, you don't want the laws to come out. That's like that Isaiah 30 and 8,
mm-hmm.
all right? Prophesy deceits, prophesy lies, keep the Holy One of Israel away from us. Because the commandments put a foot in your ass, and it causes you to stop. You can't buy whores, all right, with the alms money, because you got a camp that doing that with horse, okay? Now they back on the grind because Passover's coming up. They're slipping into irrelevance, this bum camp, okay? Because really it is, bro. Like, they trying to say that they left us alone. They got nothing to talk about. They can't find – they sounded like a woman scorned with how much hate they were throwing our way, shade they throwing our way.
For
right?
years, too.
Yeah. So, and people started telling – oh, y'all sound ridiculous already. You know, people were on that bandwagon a little bit. The only one who's on board with that agenda are their own damn flunkies. and they're trying to now stir up some noise because Passover's coming, and that's their only chance to get their alms so that they have money for hoes for the rest of the year. All right?
Wow.
So, you know, and you don't even see some of their so-called elders or apostles anymore on videos or nothing mm-hmm. like that. But I will say this. At one point in time, they were the stars of YouTube in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I mean, we told a brother here that, you know, he got found his identity via that same cocaine.
Right.
Right? The Lord is dealing with all camps, but in a different measure. You read that when he talks about the seven churches and
right,
revelations
right,
and different
right,
things
right.
like that. It just doesn't mean everybody in those places. There'll be brothers and sisters in that camp that maybe they're not speaking out vocally, but they're keeping the laws, they're doing those things or whatever. But the point is, we, IUIC, are the vanguards of this truth. We're the ones that are leading the charge and teaching those things. And I say that most humbly. And the secret sauce is so long as we keep the law, statutes, and commandments,
right,
all right? And we give all honor and glory to the Most High in Christ for what we've been able to accomplish, all right? That's the secret sauce. The secret sauce is the laws and applying them and keeping them. And the matters that come up in the body, we deal with them. And we address them. And we build brothers up or people who don't want to repent. You got to go away till you do get right.
Right.
And then you come back.
Right.
And that's where we stand. So now when you look up Israelites and things like that, and from some of our self-professed stalkers, they'll tell you that we're the most organized.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a – now I say we're in a missionary phase.
In a missionary phase.
We've been traveling in
right.
earnest for like 3-4 years.
Right.
It's just now that, you know, we're starting to do a lot of videos behind it. But we've been
– It's 8 new countries this year alone. You know, this or this past
God.
Year, should I say?
Yeah,
it's more than Ghana because our people are in more places than Ghana.
Yeah, you got
so,
people. He's like, yeah, they made a lot of inroads into Ghana, but I mean,
we've been there like 4 times.
Yeah,
already.
I don't think the Cuba documentary dropped, but Puerto Rico, Cuba,
we've
done forays into Mexico,
Amsterdam,
Spain, Amsterdam, Belgium, United Kingdom. The islands,
Saint
I mean,
Martin,
the Caribbean's
Trinidad.
Like on lock.
Another one.
I right. mean, you right. know, we got a small following in Brazil. They're Levi. They're not. They're Levi. We have a small Levite congregation in Brazil.
Libya.
I mean, so it's all over. Where's the other one? Where's the sister from that's with us here? It's not Ghana. It's
Libya.
No, Liberia.
Oh yes,
Liberia. That's where we met. Liberia.
Then we see in that we got watchers in Norway as well.
Yeah, yeah. When you look at the radio demographics to the radio show, you got people listening in. But confirm the camps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a small group in France.
Yep.
So you want to talk about missionary phase? I mean, we've been touching these places, and just because there's not a documentary behind it doesn't mean that these places aren't visited and followed up by other
right.
members of the congregation.
Right. Just because there's no documentary doesn't mean that the passports have not been stamped.
Yes,
because
the
passports have been stamped.
Yes, yes. So you know we're doing things. All praises to the Most High according to the Lord's word. So you know, I say all that to say they surely want. Draw us in to meaningless debate for can you bring up the one you brought out, was it last week or the week before, about the striving
oh, yeah,
debates
yeah,
and stuff like
definitely.
That and then I want to get to my point about why we can't really explain to the other nations.
You know what's funny though, Cap? Most Christian churches don't do that much traveling.
No, I know. I mean, you want to talk about the alms come in and it goes to send us to these places.
Mm-hmm.
And you best believe work is being done when we at these places, man. It's not like we go on traveling and vacationing and stuff like that. Listen, we got to eat, all
right?
Right. You're going to sit down and sleep. All right, so we're going to, you know, you have gatherings where we're sitting down and talking and, you know, we're having a nice time, maybe
right.
recapping the day's events or whatever. But these trips are not being done, you know, with the intent of us just going to enjoy a so-called vacation. All
right.
Right.
Actually,
putting your feet
in Puerto Rico, when we broke ground in Puerto Rico this past year, the word vacation was actually brought out on accident. And Bishop Nathaniel corrected it real quick and was like,
yeah.
"Like, no,
yeah.
this is not a vacation.
Yep.
Like, we're here to do the Lord's work."
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody take that and run with it.
Hey, yeah, you're right. And no, and it goes to show you. I mean, we're yet carnal. There's some brothers that you know, like in the bigger scheme of things, they you know, that brother did in one aspect speak true, but But it's the Galatians 5, 17 was talking about these two are carnal and they war with each other.
Right.
All right. So for a moment, the old man crept up. He was like, yeah, I'm on vacation, you know.
Oh.
So, you know, don't get me wrong. We eat good, right? We work hard. We preach the word. And then we make sure that we eat good. We have a nice dinner. We'll have a good breakfast before we head out. And then usually a lot of times, you know, we won't have time for lunch. The work is being done. You know?
I mean, that's what it comes down to. We wake up, right? And we grab a quick bite to eat. We go out and do the work all day. And then we have that time to sit down to get that Psalms 133
mm-hmm.
and recap what happened that day.
Yeah.
What did you see in the spirit? It's not like we're sitting down and just munching and drinks are flowing.
Right.
It's still spiritual work being done.
Right.
That's what the apostles
Absolutely. Did. Absolutely. We go, if it's a first visit, we go gather footage. We'll visit like historical sites and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent visits, those things aren't necessary. We've already got the historical sprinkle. So now it's like 100% just let's just go out and make sure that we're spreading the word. All right.
Exactly.
So read what you got.
This is the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, and verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore,
doting about questions and strifes of words. Because when people that want to draw us into debates, different things that are not profitable to people, okay? Listen, the identity is established. Like, that's the easy part,
mm-hmm.
all right? So you got some groups that want to talk about that. You got other groups of our own people that want to talk about that to try to say that certain tribes aren't part of it, but they can't name who the other tribes are, where they're at, okay?
Right.
They come up, you know, the burden's on them to prove this thing. But nobody is out there teaching what is necessary for salvation to our people. All
right,
you might have small little offshoots that are aligning, and all praises, Christ is preached, right?
That's right.
And they're aligning themselves. I'm not saying you got to be part of Israel United of Christ or IUIC, but yo, teach the laws.
That's right.
Teach the laws to your people. And of course, don't bring no heathen. And you got other camps that they got damn Esau teaching the congregation. I mean, certifiable Esau, not because a brother looks light skinned.
Wow.
All right,
brother, he's gay.
It's not like they have a Wentworth, which would be okay because his father's Judah, even though
right.
he got hazel eyes. As wide as bro, he don't even got a wide nose, that brother. Like, he ain't even got big lips. I mean, you know, I'm talking about the stereotypical things that people
right.
talk about our people, right?
Right?
He ain't got none of that going on, and he's Israel. And then you got a Lenny Kravitz with wide nose, having dreaded out hair. You know what I'm saying? And a brother just based on appearance, not knowing his name, would have those two in front of them and say, "You are people, brother."
Yep.
To the one that's actually Bob Marley.
Yep.
His father looked like
right.
Roy Rogers.
Yeah, I see.
You know what I'm saying? He looked like John Wayne, his pops.
That's right.
I seen it.
You would not believe that was his father.
Yeah, I seen it. Where did I go? It wasn't Jamaica. You would think they would have it in Jamaica. It was in Barbados or Bermuda? It was one of those. No, the Bahamas. It was Grand Bahama. I happened to be there. I paid a cab driver to take us around, show us historical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he took to the Bob Marley Museum that they had there, bro, and he got a room, and it's just this. Yeah, that's his father, whatever. And he was like, yeah, people don't like to talk about his pops too much. He's like, people don't like to talk about his pops too much,
man.
You know. So what really the end result of it is the dote. Go ahead, read that part again.
He is proud, knowing nothing.
Knowing nothing, all right? And that can apply to those of our people who know a little something, meaning knowing nothing, because if you understand why we're in the conditions that we're in and what needs to happen for us to get out of it and what Christ really preached and magnified, okay, because the scripture tells you he will magnify the law, okay, then you understand that we need to focus on the law and the faith of Christ. But these – well, you don't even hear Christ come out of their mouth, some of these camps that are just trying to talk about – those so-called Hispanics aren't Israel.
Right.
Listen, are there some that aren't, that they probably do have that Spaniard lineage? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The Lord's going to sort that out.
Right.
Christ said the wheat and the tares. He goes, no. You might get something if you try to sift it. Trust me, I'm going to sift it in that day.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to sift it in that day.
Make sure to say Bishop Nathaniel's name. Won't say Christ.
Oh, yeah. They'll say Bishop Nathaniel, IUIC all day, but they won't say Christ. They won't say Christ. They don't focus on Christ.
Right.
And then you have the other group, which are the heathen,
mm-hmm.
talking about that we don't preach Christ enough. What they really mean is that we're preaching the segregation and division that the Lord required, because he says, Lord talks about I divided. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the scripture that talks about I divided
mm-hmm.
the inheritance, okay? based on the poor, them in mind first before I created all the other division.
We're not teaching love, bro.
Nah, that's it. No, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are. We're teaching love for all.
They don't know that, though.
No, they don't. They don't. And they won't, which is the point I want to lead to, all right? But finish this. So you have doting and striving. They're proud, knowing nothing. Go ahead.
But doting about questions and strifes of words.
And it's strifes of words. It's to sit there and try to call us out. And I'll tell you that it's revealed because the most articulate of these people will go ahead and come on and talk about what? He's going to come out and say, hey, we want to debate you, all right? Bishop goes on record and says, we don't debate Esau. And it turned into petty words. It turned into, oh, you're scared, y'all ain't ready, we ain't got our full squad, but when our full squad come, you're going to have to deal with us. Well, we are dealing with you, indirectly.
Right.
Sound like they're ready to fight.
Right, right.
Hit them with the indirecta.
We've been dealing with you for all the years that we've been pushing in this truth.
Right.
It's just the dealing isn't in, hey, let me attack you directly. I don't got to get on the court with you. The Lord don't require that. I'm going to tell you why. We're going to get to the point, and I'm going to make the statement why. All right? Finish this.
Whereof envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from
destitute,
which withdraw thyself.
Destitute of the truth, all right, and that gain is godliness, because they're looking it, because they figure if they do that, they can get attention to their ministry. It's been said, and people don't key in on it, on some of their videos that they put out, these other groups, and it'll say something, oh yeah, we the amount of views we've got, and every time we talk about this group of these Israelites or whatever, blah blah blah, you know, people are very engaged by it and this and that or whatever, and you know, they've made inroads and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes to show you that it's for gain. It's
mm-hmm.
for gain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, this particular individual, he didn't have a church of his own. He was teaching in other churches and things like that. So now he's making a name for himself and forming groups. It's something like the Pharisees, how they wanted a seat, except, you know, he's the other nations, of course. So it's actually more like Herod, probably.
Right.
All right. And he's excited, and he keeps pushing and harping on it, because in his regular way of trying to get into what he calls the inner city or urban aspect, people were not receiving him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's not because of anything or, again, a secret formula or whatever. You know, he talks about how, you know, oh, it's impressive how they're so bold, and, you know, you can see how people would flock to them the way
right.
they stand or whatever. Listen, y'all people don't do that because y'all don't really believe.
Exactly. And,
mm-hmm. If y'all people really believed that Christ was for all nations, then they would have no problem, because obviously it's penetrated in your Edomite circle. So if you want to get urban, then where are all your urban people? I mean, hell, the Mormons got more belief in trying to convert our people
right.
than these other groups.
That's right.
Because the Mormons been up in the urban environment for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
right.
You see? Yeah, bro. And I may tell you, I mean, there's some, you want to talk about the epitome of what people think when they think white people. The Mormons, you can't get any more than that. I mean, they ain't no confusion in that. They come
right.
in looking real out of place. You want to talk about, like, you know, a freaking sheep amongst a pack of wolves,
right.
and it's standing out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
right? They really stand out.
Yeah, like you see it,
bite.
Or rather, I should say, we the sheep. You want to see a wolf amongst the sheep, and it's standing out.
Awesome.
It's standing out.
Each week, you know, we do the broadcast, right? It's the same backdrop every week, right? We got the table with the laptop set up. We got the 12 tribes, the 10 commandments right here. This is our radio show here in Phoenix, Arizona. All right.
Mm-hmm.
For said person that visited the school because he knew someone was in town. I mean,
which
we,
he wasn't.
We said it like four times that we were in San Diego. It was obvious that we were in a hotel room
right.
having the show on
right.
the road.
He must think like that's how our suite looks.
I don't know.
But he needed that name. He needed that publicity. Like he was just reading.
He said, because I knew he was in town.
You know,
just like that.
And, you know, I left mm-hmm. him something, and, you know.
He was proud about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he got called out on it. Little do he know that book was in the circular file.
Little did he know that we needed toilet paper that day, so thank you.
Yeah, you know. Get out of here. Like, are you serious, bro? Yeah, let me. telling you, at the end of the day, it's all motivations for personal gain and stuff like that. You got more?
Yeah, just the last little precept that says, from such, withdraw thyself.
The scripture commands us to withdraw ourselves from people like that. Mm-hmm. All right? So first and foremost, this is why we would not engage in foolish dotings on stupid questions to people that have no understanding.
That's
and
right.
This is how we know they have no understanding. Give me that in Psalms 147, all right? Because I'm going to tell you something. I remember I was telling y'all, I had seen, I was talking about the movie, The Mothman Prophecies, and a line that was in that today. And it's been on my spirit, and I've been thinking about it. And dealing with these heathen ministers, preachers, whatever you want to call them, that try to come at us and lure us into type of debates. Hey, and this goes for all you other Israelite camps that are out there that are foolish enough to, because we're turning down a debate, and I'm looking in the stream, and other camps are talking about, we'll debate you, come debate us. First of all, your mindset is that you're seeking for Esau to validate you. You think that you're going to go up against Esau, and you're going to convince him.
Right.
And then, so let's say you did. You went up, and he goes, wow, you got it right. Now what? They can't be saved. So what do you earn from that?
Nothing.
I will say one point that he says is true. A lot of these camps, they relish in the, oh, they kissed my boots and this and that. That's
yep.
all that you would get over that, some satisfaction that, like, one, it don't change the truth of God. It don't change the prophecies of what's going to happen. So what do you mean from that? Nothing, let alone the scripture that just told you, withdraw yourself from people like that.
Exactly.
Don't right. deal with people like that.
Christ said that those that want to be seen the men, that they have their reward.
Yeah, trust me, they got this. They're going to get this. Let the Lord handle that. But I quoted the movie, and there was a quote that stood out there, and it said, at the end of the day, what it really boils down to, they will never understand. You will never get them to gain credibility, all right, to give you credibility, because this is what it really boils down to, all right? This is the statement from the movie. It says, try explaining your existence to a roach. You can't. That's how far apart the understanding and what the Lord has shown unto his people is with these other nations and heathen.
Right.
They won't know until that day, like when you read in Wisdom of Solomon 5, that's the day when they see Christ and all the angels as black coming just like it's been preached in the scriptures, mm-hmm. like we're bringing out in the spirit of the Most High in Christ, all right, that they're going to say, oh my gosh, it said that they're going to be anguished
mm-hmm.
because they're going to say, these are they which we had in derision.
Mm-hmm.
How are they numbered among the children of the Lord? And they're not going to believe it. And their heart's going to faint because they know, oh, it's judgment time.
We
in that moment.
We
in that moment.
Now.
That's when they will understand. That's when they will accept it. Until then, it's like if I literally sat here with a cockroach and I'm trying to read him scriptures to get him to see that we the Israelites and that we're supposed to keep the commandments and that this is the way it's broken down. You can't.
Trying to explain it to a dog, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a dog would actually get something. It's less than a dog.
Wow.
The dog, they say dogs on average have an intelligence of a 2 or 3 year old.
Wow.
That's pretty deep. You can teach dog, but you could, you know what I'm saying? And a dog at least knows his place
yeah,
and won't
right,
try that
man.
Stuff. Christ told you
exactly.
that the dog. That's why he helped the
woman.
Canaanite, the woman,
at the
Syrophoenician. He helped the Syrophoenician woman because he said, oh, okay, you know your place. She said, even dogs get the crumbs from their master's table. He said, all right,
yeah.
I'm going to hook you up. Oh, no, they don't talk about that scripture, though. They won't want to debate that one. They can't
one.
They can't explain what happened there.
Nope.
Right?
I'll never bring that
No, and they will never understand. So I'm saying it's less than a dog, bro. I use the roach because that's really it, bro. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess a roach does have a brain, right? I'm not into anatomy, but like, can you imagine the size of that? As big as a roach is, like really?
You know how to get out your way.
Well, that's instinct. Just like Esau's instinct is to live by the sword, according
exactly.
to the scriptures, right?
Exactly.
And live
right.
by violence. That's instinctive.
Right.
There's a difference between intelligence and instinct. There's a difference mm-hmm. between understanding and an innate response to something that's ingrained in you.
Right.
The scripture says they are not upright. The spirit is not upright in them. So all that is just a response, you know? So it's like trying to explain it to a roach, and I'll tell you why, chiefly why. Read this.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 19. He showeth his words unto Jacob.
He showeth his words unto Jacob. Go ahead.
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
Unto Israel, you so-called natives, Latins, blacks, all right, whose history is lost. Isaiah 1 and 3, that we don't know our way, and now we're trying to bring that light to you. Okay, and show you the way. He says that's who he shows his laws and statutes to. Go ahead.
He have not dealt so with any nation.
He have not dealt so with any nation. He have not dealt so with any nation, it tells you. That means outside of who he named, he have not dealt so with any nation. Read.
And as for his judgments.
And as for his judgments.
They have not known them.
They have not known them. These other nations have not known them. How can you explain something to someone or something that has no biblical, worldly, contextual reference of who and what really God is?
That's like trying to explain to someone that was born blind color.
You can't. You can't. Because all the adjectives in the world that you would use, they don't understand them.
Exactly.
You can vocalize the definitions of these things for them or whatever, but they can never fully embrace what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise all right? the Lord.
They can never fully embrace what that is. And even then, there's at least some sense that you could give to them. So as I'm saying, it's such a far and wide gap that it's so pointless and trivial. If they never saw it, they will never see it until Christ returns and lets them see it for themselves.
Right.
That's when they will know. So there's no point in debating or defending or whatever. Our goal, just like Christ said, is this gospel of the world needs to be preached in the whole world, and then the end shall come. Broadcast pause. I'm seeing movement now, though, so maybe just pause for a moment. Yeah.
Cameron, go ahead. Give me Matthew 15, verse 24 real quick. And first, I'm going to read Baruch chapter 3 and verse 36 to piggyback off what Cap just brought out. It says, he has found out all the way of knowledge and has given it unto Jacob, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. So all the knowledge and the wisdom and everything was given to one nation of people. Verse 37, mm-hmm. Afterward did he show himself upon earth and he conversed with men. All right. He conversed with men. Now read that, Matthew 15, verse 44. Let's see what men he conversed with, all right? Because people want to say Christ came for everybody. Read that.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 15, and verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
There it is. That's the men that he conversed with, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's why the gospel was able to be understood by some of the people that he came and taught it to. Because even two-thirds of our people still won't get it.
Right. Give me Deuteronomy 4 and 6. We're running out of time for the show. Like I said, it was a shorter show today just because of, the other broadcast that was going on. And we did have a little technical things we need to work. But we got about 2.5 minutes yet. But give me that real quick.
This is the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 6. Keep therefore and do this.
Talking about the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. Moses is talking to the Israelites here. He says, keep therefore and do them.
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
This is our wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations. This is it. This is all the wisdom that we can show them. Mm-hmm. Nations means heathen. This is all the wisdom that you can show them is this. All we need to do is keep therefore and do them and continue to preach to our people the salvation that's in Christ. All right. That's for them. That's the good news. All right. This is our wisdom and our understanding in the sight of the nations, not to convince them, not to try to debate with them foolish topics. All right. You go do your thing. Try to build your ministry. This is your world. So spend your time building your world, because once Christ returns, that whole thing is done. All right. The scripture tells you in Romans, the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of men, the sons of God. All right. That's the expectation of all the living things. It says the whole earth will be when that stuff is ready. All right? Go ahead, read.
Read it
from the top.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this is a great nation and a great and wise and understanding.
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And for those of you of our people who are out there seeking to debate these other nations and these heathens on topics, it tells you the laws, statutes, and commandments is what shows you the wisdom. They ain't the wisdom you're going to impart upon them. It says that when they see this, that's when they're going to say. And that's only going to happen when Christ returns.
That's
when they're going to say, surely this great nation is
a wise
and understanding people. I had lots of other scriptures I wanted to go over, whatever. But like I said, they're just circumstances for today. So it's what it is. Maybe we can pick up some of this going into next week's show, Lord's Will, or what have you. And you know, we'll kind of go from there. So I got 30 seconds left. I hate when feel rushed, man. Like the spirit starts to simmer, right?
Exactly.
And it was percolating.
And then now
we were stepping things up. I know everybody's, but all these brothers' brains was going. They were like, oh yeah, I want to bring this out. I want to say this. And then now,
you're right.
I know.
Just getting started.
Yep. I'm telling you, that's why we got to do the 2-hour segment. But anyway, this is the Native Latin and Black Lords History Show. Lord's will, we'll catch you next Sabbath. All right. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Damn, I hate when that.